loving, he's also wrath and judgment. False churchianity loves the grace and forgiveness of God, but they forget that he's going to come and judge in wrath if you live in sin. Worldliness is sin. Pride and vanity is sin. Politics is sin. Don't be swept away by the culture, reminding Americans to turn and seek Jesus Christ. So like I said, our street preachers go to tell people in the streets, who's going to warn you about the truth and the wrath of God if we don't do it? Your modern pastors aren't. Your politicians aren't. The TV isn't. The radio isn't. The false preachers on the internet and TV aren't. They just want your money. Who's going to warn you about the wrath to come? We're obeying Jesus. You know what Jesus said? He said, go, lift up your voice, preach the gospel, and make disciples. That's what we strive to do in America, at religious places that we stand outside of, at events, in the streets, to make disciples of people that are willing to follow Jesus and lose their life. As you can see, that's very few people. It's easy to fill buildings up with religious people. Programs, coffee bars, funny sermons, easy believe messages, cool kids programs. But you'll see the truth of God does not draw a crowd. And Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. This line of people right here, very few of you are going to enter eternal life, but judgment and hell. Per Jesus Christ. So it's loving to go and warn and call you out of the world. Repent, America. Repent, Minnesota. Repent, Hastings. Lifting up Jesus Christ, we love you.